was not one. Hughes off to the left wing. Wild pass out to center. Holtz catches it there. Michigan's got a tie-up, a touch-up, that is. Minnikoffa. Here's Mersch now. Off balance. He hit the post. Rebound. Malmquist puts it in the empty net. Dominic Mersch, just his second point in the last 19 games. Malmquist, his third goal of the year. Badgers down 6-2.
Well, it's a couple guys that nice to get him a goal here in this game. It's amazing. Just down the other end, we saw Luke Hughes bink one off the post here. Dominic Mersch wins a puck battle. Kind of just taps it to himself. Gets the first shot off the post, and Liam Malmquist is right there. Puck drops down to his stick. Gavin Brindley was on him. We've seen pucks drop to his stick a couple times tonight. This time it was Liam Malmquist right in front of him. He taps it into what was an empty net.
The Badgers now trail 6-2. It'll read Malmquist from Mersch at 12:43. McGroarty, right wing Brindley, looking for a hat trick. And he went glove side and Mo with a beauty of a stop with that right glove hand.
As Adam Fantilli skated right in front of him, kept his eyes on the puck and got it with his glove.
Brindley had three goals coming into tonight's game. He's got two tonight. His dad, Ryan, played college hockey at Miami in the late 90s for a man by the name of Mark Mazzolini, who used to be the head coach at UW-Stevens Point. Multiple Division III national championships. McGroarty off the draw snaps one off, and Mo made the stop, went on to coach at Harvard as well. Did Mark Mazzolini, Wisconsin, actually, remember, was paired with Harvard out in the NCAA regional in 2004 in Albany. It's fun when you look through the bios of some of these players and the connections that you find. Here's a shot by Owen Lindmark that easily sticked aside by Portillo and up and out of play. 6:49 left to go. Mersch coming out now. He's going to play with Malmquist and Shea Donovan playing forward here now for Wisconsin. He's a utility guy, Shea Donovan. He can drive the bus if you need him to. Wash sweaters and hockey gear. Can do all kinds of stuff.
We've seen a lot of Corson Kuhlmans and Tyson Jugnauth here together. A couple of offensive players. Jugnauth scoring early. Looks, helped his confidence.
Oh, Edwards with a toe drag through the left circle and snapped off a shot that hit the near post. Now Malmquist on the attack. His shot blocked by Ciccolini. Go ahead.
I'm saying that was the quietest hard post I've ever seen.
Yeah, here's Jugnauth's shot. Stopped by Portillo. Loose puck bounces to the corner. Shea Donovan there. Michigan outnumbered him, though. Up along the near side wall. Mersch trying to pull it free. Donovan, Jugnauth there. A couple of Wolverines as well. Now the puck slides free down to the corner. 6 minutes to go in the third. It's 6-2, Michigan. Good read on the offensive zone by Jugnauth for a moment. Now Michigan will come out of its own end. Edwards poke check by Kuhlmans. Badgers need to change. They will. Here's Hallam dumping it in. Rolls down back behind the Badgers' cage. Kuhlmans goes to get it. Up ahead to Erdahl. Knocked free by Samuskevich. Between the legs pass to Duke right wing. Back to Samuskevich. Wide open left wing. It's TJ Hughes. Takes it off the wall. Now Kuhlmans in on him. Duke to the corner. Bumps it out to the point. Luke Hughes' shot blocked by Bantle. Poke check by Bantle. Poked free by Erdahl. Two on two to our left. Erdahl, good. Back pressure by Luke Hughes to knock that puck free. And then out to center, it comes spinning, and it's gathered in by Samuskevich. Watch on him, drop pass. No, Samuskevich holds it from the slot, shoots one, save made by Mo. He dropped it, but then leaning on his right side, hung on to it, gloved it, covered. 5:08 left in the third. It's 6-2 Michigan.
The time it was Samuskevich kind of winning a puck race, getting past one of the Badgers. And Mo, seen a lot of him moving left and making a save with his right hand glove or his right pad here in the third.
Face off to his left. Draper and Caulfield. And the Badgers get to the puck first and out to center it comes. And Brock back in his own end. Goes to Mike Vorlicki up the middle. Lucius deflects to Caulfield. Waits and looks. Now Lucius at the blue line. Right wing pass didn't get through. Bounces around. Lucius picked it up. Open man is decent foul. Best save of the night by Portillo. Reaching to his left and got his glove on it. He hasn't been tested much tonight. Only 21 shots on goal for the Badgers, who trail 6-2 with 4:35 to go in the third.
A rush. Badgers try to make a pass, hit their own man, but it bounced the right way and almost turned into a goal by Charlie Stramel.
Forlicky now pressured by Adam Fantilli deep in the Wisconsin zone. Threw it out towards neutral ice, and Karinen picked it up in the neutral zone and put it back in. That's offside on Michigan. So the 1973 50th anniversary next Saturday against Minnesota, plus the 83 40th anniversary, too.
That is correct. Win against Harvard in 1983, and also Friday night, just a stripe out at the Kohl Center. Check to see what you need to wear. There'll be a little bit of twist on it with some games played, red versus white the whole night. And
nice.
Whatever color wins at the end of the night, we'll could go home with some souvenir pucks.
Oh, cool. Badgers at center. Here's Bantle now. He'll dump it in. And where'd it go? I think it went up over the glass, and stoppage in play with 4:04 to go in the third period. 6-2 Michigan. It was 2-1 after one. Nick Granowitz got the goals scoring started 5 minutes into the first, and the Badgers tied it. Tyson Jugnauth, a power play goal. But Adam Fantilli, a rebound goal, gave Michigan a 2-1 lead after one. Then Gavin Brindley scored twice within about 4 minutes of the second. Mackie Samuskevich had a power play goal, a 5-on-3. It was 5-1 after two periods, and then Dylan Duke made it 6-1 early in the third before Leon Malmquist notched his third goal of the season not too long ago. The Badgers down 6-2, in danger of dropping 7 games under 500, 11 games under 500 in the league. This would be their ninth straight Big Ten road loss this season. Shot by Jugnauth, backpedaling redirect by Stramel, bounced it on goal, and Portillo made the stop and hung on for a faceoff.
Heck of a deflection there by Charlie Stramel. Just backing up out of the way. Kept his stick on the ice, or just off the ice, and Portillo wisely was paying attention still, because that puck was going well wide. It was in good position to close himself up and stop the puck.
Face off to Portillo's right. We'll get a station ID break here in a moment, folks. Puck rolls to the Michigan net front. That's where Luke Hughes picked it up. Here comes Hallam, trying to split a couple of Badgers. Off the stick of Jugnauth. Now Granowitz sends it to the point. Hughes to Pearson. Shot got through. Stick save made by Moe. Ciccolini tied up by Lindmark. Jugnauth in there too, right below us. What do you think? We're about 70 feet above them. Thereabouts.
Looking about right.
Yeah, looking straight down at the Wisconsin zone. Now the Badgers device the puck. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian and Paul here at Ann Arbor Yost Arena. The children of Yost, their student section, always involved with help with the band. 6-2 Michigan leads, 3 minutes left in this hockey game. And then they'll play again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock set time. Well, the Badgers a couple of weeks ago hosted Ohio State and played a strong two-game series against a very good Buckeyes team, and hoping to carry that on the road against Notre Dame last weekend. Didn't happen. Not as sharp as they would have liked. And obviously things have not panned out well here. The road has been wearisome for the Wisconsin Badgers over the last couple of years. Wolverines spin it all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Lemaster cuts off Granowitz. Malmquist went to get it. Now it's loose in the slot. Look out, Granowitz, far side, Moyle, and he missed the net by 5 feet. Wide open left wing. Now Mersch will chop it out to center with 2:15 to go. It's amazing. Wisconsin had that stretch of successful play where they had allowed, there's a chance in front, and Mo again active in goal. And now the puck loose in front of the cage again. Skated to the left wing by Ciccolini. Spins back to his right away from Murr. Spins back to his left away from LeMaster. Looking for an outlet or a shooting lane. Finds Hughes and shoots one. Reaching up the glove. It was Jared Moe. And the Badgers had played so well defensively. They went six-game span, giving up only 11 goals. They gave up 8 last weekend in the series at Notre Dame. They've given up 6 here tonight. And they managed only 4 goals last weekend at Notre Dame and only 2 tonight.
I was going to say, they looked like the Badgers had figured something out after the start of the second half of the year. Playing smart, doing a great job in front of their net. Cutting out some of the mistakes that were hurting earlier. The penalty kill is playing well. It's been part of it, the penalties the last couple weekends.
Yeah.
The last 3 games, I should say.
Badgers have given up 2 power play goals tonight. Steal by Wisconsin. Potential 3-on-2. Caulfield left wing. Drop pass to Lucius. Tried to refeed Caulfield. Not much on the pass. Taken away by Pearson. And he accidentally iced the puck, trying a home run pass to Nolan Moyle. Yeah, here's a Michigan team. Paul mentioned earlier, nearly half of their scoring this season have come from after replacing guys like Matty Beniers and Owen Power, Kent Johnson, Brandon Brisson, Thomas Bortolo, Nick Blankenberg was excellent defenseman, underrated, I thought, Johnny Beecher as well. They went to the Frozen Four last year, Michigan did. Off the draw, Bantel walks towards the slot and snapped off a short-range shot that Portillo kicked out, and then Jugnauth followed up and hit the glass. 1 minute left in the third. Here's Erdahl now at the blue line. His shot, kind of a flutter puck that went off of Bantel, I think, to the corner. Jugnauth missed the net from a tough angle left side, bouncing around right circle and finally pitched out by Michigan. 45 seconds to play here in the third. So the Wolverines, with this win, will improve to 17-9-1. They'll be 9-8 in the Big Ten. An important win for Michigan, which with 27 points would move into a 3-way tie for second place in the Big Ten, but that's dependent on the Ohio State-Penn State result. And we'll have scores for you coming up in the postgame show. Steele Stramel, here's Bantel across the line. He'll shoot one, and it went up over the head of Portillo to the far corner. Erdahl with it. He's got a point tonight. LeMaster fires one in tight. I think it hit Holtz and then dropped right in front of the goaltender. And Portillo covered. And now Holtz and Stramel going at it. And looked like Holtz may have grabbed Stramel's face mask, but I don't think we're going to see penalties. Linesman did a nice job to make sure cooler heads prevailed there with 10 seconds to go in the hockey game in a 6-2 Michigan lead.
I see Stramel talking to the linesman and still talking to one of the Michigan players going to the bench, Jackson Hallam. Just a good play to Luke LeMaster. Just took the puck off the boards, one-timed it on net. Charlie Stramel in his familiar spot in front.
Looks like Penn State has scored late to snap a 3-3 tie and 7 seconds away from winning at Ohio State in front of what may be the biggest crowd the Buckeyes have ever had.
I think it might be tomorrow night that they
that big game.
That they have they filled up their building, although the top deck of the Schottenstein Center is curtained off. It'll still be a pretty good crowd.
Face off, won by Michigan. They lob it out to center, and that'll do it. The Michigan Wolverines extend their winning streak to 4 and hand the Badgers their 4th straight defeat. Wolverines 6, Badgers 2. Back in a moment from the American Family Insurance Broadcast Booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own Schaus, design your custom layout, and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
Michigan knocks off Wisconsin here tonight 6-2, blowing open a tight game after one period, scoring four unanswered. Make that five unanswered, four unanswered, four unanswered goals. Badgers added one late, but 6-2 the final score. Wolverines over the Badgers. Our postgame show is coming up. By the way, Badger hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Mama, what does the chicken say? When the wolf?
Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
At Wahlburgers, we are all about bringing the family together to enjoy a great meal and have a great time. That's why right now, for a limited time, kids eat free every day at all Hy-Vee Wahlburger locations. Kids 12 and under can enjoy one free kids meal with any purchase of an adult burger, sandwich, or entree salad.
Bring the family to Wahlburgers and the Wahlburgers in Hy-Vee stores, where right now, kids can eat free.
Badger hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
With Paul Capobianco, Brian Posick with you. Michigan, a 6-2 win over Wisconsin tonight. It was 1-1 halfway through the first period, then five unanswered goals by the Wolverines, and they roll here to their 17th win of the year. And let's get to our three stars of the game tonight, and our three stars every night brought to you by Everlight Solar. Paul, what do you have?
Starting number three star of the night, Jared Moe, 42 saves. Gave up six goals, but he was outstanding from the start to the finish. You could probably make a highlight tape for him tonight out of the saves he made. He was unbelievable for Wisconsin. Number two star, Adam Fantilli for Michigan. Last when the Badgers met these guys in December, had one goal in two games. He's the top scoring player in the country per points per game heading in, and that went up a little bit with a 4-point night, a goal, and three assists.
Yep.
And then Gavin Brindley, who I watched during the World Juniors and thought he was really impressive. I think he played a bit with Charlie Strangel at times, mm-hmm. and he was in the right place at the right time a couple times tonight. Two goals, a couple assists, 4.9 for Brindley, and Michigan went on for a 6-2 win.
Yeah, six shots on goal for Brindley as well. Our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Want to do our energizing performance of the game too?
Let's go.
Go ahead.
Tyson Jugnauth, 1-0 Michigan. They were controlling a lot of the play in the first period. Badger got a power play about halfway through, and Tyson Jugnauth made a little shimmy at the blue line, got around one player, and hit a net with, I believe it was Charlie Strangel, screening the goaltender Portillo, and that gave the Badgers back in the game for a short time. And really, I think that goal, he looked confident tonight with the puck throughout. He ended up playing with Corson Kuhlmans a lot, a couple of offensive guys, and it was just good to see that, and it gave the Badgers a little juice for a little while during this game.
Yeah, Jugnauth had three shots on goal tonight and scored his third goal of the season. Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, our energizing performance of the game. Got another crack at him tomorrow, so thanks for your work tonight, and we'll do it again at 5:30 tomorrow.
Thanks, Brian. We'll see you then.
All right, that's Paul Capobianco with us from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Michigan 6, Wisconsin 2, the final score. More to come here in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Menards is your home improvement destination. We've got everything you need for your projects, from ceiling to floor. Why settle for a boring ceiling when there's so many acoustic and decorative options? Armstrong ceiling tiles are the best way to elevate your style to new heights. They're easy to install and add a great new look to your home. Right now, save big money on ceiling tiles. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
You use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Back in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a 6-2 win tonight. Nick Granowitz got the scoring started at 5:01 of the opening period. Eric Ciccolini and Jake Kiernan with assists. Granowitz, his second goal of the season, his sixth career goal against the Badgers in 12 games. Wisconsin tied it up with Tyson Jugnauth's power play goal at 10:43 from Cruz Lucius and Zach Erdahl, Jugnauth's third of the year. Then Adam Fantilli, a rebound goal after a breakaway for Gavin Brindley. 12:27, the time of Fantilli's goal, his 17th of the year. Brindley and Rutger McGroarty with assists on that one. 2-1 after one, 17-6 shots on goal in favor of Michigan. 15-5 shots on goal in favor of Michigan in the second period when the Badgers took too many penalties, including a five-minute major on Jack Horbach. Gavin Brindley scored his fourth goal of the season at 1:42 from Ethan Edwards and Adam Fantilli. Then during the major power play, Brindley scored again at 5:38 from Fantilli and Mackie Samuskevich. A 5-on-3 power play goal for Samuskevich at 9:35 from Brindley and Fantilli. It was 5-2 after 2. And then Dylan Duke scored his 14th goal of the season at 4:39 to make it 6-1. It was actually 1 after 2. Then 6-1 as Duke scored, assist by T.J. Hughes and Ciccolini. Liam Malmquist did score at 12:43, his third of the season, lone assist to Dominic Mersch. That was all the scoring there. The Badgers outshot tonight on goal 48-25. Eric Portillo, 23 saves to get the win. He's now 16-8 this season. Jared Moe, 42 saves tonight. His record drops to 9-13. Wisconsin, 6 penalties for 23 minutes. Michigan, 6 for 12. Badgers went 1 for 3 on the power play. Michigan, 2 for 4. Wolverines also won 34 of 59 faceoffs, although Charlie Stramel tonight won 12 of 16 in the faceoff circle. Badgers had 15 block shots. Michigan had 12. 5,800 fans in attendance tonight at Yost Arena to see Michigan whip Wisconsin 6-2. We'll check other scores around the country in a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Zero tonight under mainly cloudy skies, southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 29. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 3 above.
Michigan 6, Wisconsin 2, the final score. Badgers have now lost 9 straight Big Ten road games this season. They've been outscored in league play on the road this season. Now 44-16. Wisconsin's now lost 19 consecutive Big Ten regular season road games dating back to their last regular season road win in league play, which was October 29th of 2021 here in Ann Arbor when the Badgers beat the Wolverines 4-2 behind the goaltending of Cameron Rowe. But during this 19-game Big Ten regular season road losing streak, the Badgers have been outscored 94-29. 6-2 the final score here. Elsewhere around the country, let's start in non-conference play. Arizona State's playing at Alaska tonight. NCHC Miami and St. Cloud tied at one after two periods of play at Herb Brooks National Hockey Center. Also second period up in Duluth, UMD and Western Michigan tied at one. In the Hockey East, third-ranked Boston University won at Maine 5-3. Merrimack and New Hampshire tied at two late third period. Actually, that's in overtime now. Also in overtime, Connecticut and Northeastern are tied at three. UMass Lowell and BC look to be headed to overtime. They're tied at two with about 18 seconds to play. UMass a 3-2 lead at Providence late third period. ECAC St. Lawrence shut out Brown 6-0. Union over Colgate 3-1. Quinnipiac blank Harvard 3-0. And the top two teams, a game featuring the top two teams in that league. Cornell a 3-1 victory over RPI. Yale shut out Clarkson 4-0. Princeton and Dartmouth tied at two. That's in the second period at last check. CCHA Michigan Tech a 1-0 lead at Bemidji. That's early in the third period. Late second period in Mankato, the Mavericks trail St. Thomas 1-0. Ferris State beat Bowling Green 2-1. Lake Superior State doubled up Northern Michigan in Marquette 4-2. Also in Atlantic hockey tonight, RIT looks like it's going to knock off Canisius. Tigers leading 3-2 late third. Army beat Niagara 3-2 in the third. Mercyhurst a 2-1 lead at Air Force. That's in the first period. Holy Cross beat Bentley 4-1. And in the Big Ten tonight, Minnesota Idol. The Gophers lead atop the conference down to 13 points now that Penn State won at Ohio State 4-3. Connor McKechern and Kevin Wall both scored two goals for the Nittany Lions. Wall got the game winner with 2:20 left. So Penn State alone in second place in the Big Ten with 30 points. Ohio State now in a three-way tie for third place with Michigan State and Michigan. All three teams have 27 points. After Michigan State shut out Notre Dame tonight in East Lansing 3-0, Nicholas Mueller had a goal and two assists for the Spartans. Dylan St. Cyr pitched the shutout with 32 saves. So Notre Dame now went from fourth to sixth with 26 points. Michigan with its win over Wisconsin tonight, again in a three-way tie for third place in the Big Ten. We'll tell you how the Wisconsin women are doing in just a bit. We'll also hear from associate head coach Marco Siki in a moment. Michigan beat Wisconsin tonight 6-2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning six championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Michigan 6, Wisconsin 2, the final score. Associate head coach Marco Siki kind enough to come upstairs. And, boy, Michigan jumped on you from the get-go tonight, didn't they?
Yeah, they. I mean, obviously they they came out with a purpose, and they played their game right away, got into it right away, and never looked back. I mean, they were on their toes, and we were not. And it just it was a frustrating game to look at from the bench and I'm sure from up top here. But it's one of those games where we pressed on the gas and we had nothing. I'm not sure why. We haven't shown that. But and again, give credit to Michigan and how they played, because they came out with a purpose and they stuck with it and they were on their toes and they put us right on our heels right from the get-go.
Yeah, Michigan had something to play for. They're trying to get in the upper echelon of the Big Ten. They also had a kid in Stephen Holtz who came back after almost dying in November from an illness. I mean, their motivation, I'm sure, was quite high when they came out of the locker room, and for whatever reason, there wasn't much for your squad. Although, I tell you, if it wasn't for Jared Moe, it could have been 6-7-8-1 after one period, the way he played tonight.
Yeah, he played well and gave us an opportunity, obviously, throughout that first period, especially when we were, I would say, invisible. And, he gave us that opportunity. He played well. We just need more guys to understand what's happening. And, you know, in a game like that, it might not be perfect. You have to understand how Michigan plays and how they get on a roll, how they do a great job on the forecheck, their D come down the walls. You know, take care of some pucks and slow it down and make it a boring game. And we just never made it a boring game, even on the road here. It always can get rolling in this building. I mean, it's a great environment. It's a great college hockey environment. And you just have to understand that game and try to manage it. And we didn't manage it very well.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the shock chart. I don't know. This
never seen it. Haven't seen it in my time.
Yeah. I mean, I know you break it all down, but it's amazing the quality shots that they had from the faceoff circles down in. And they drive hard to the net, then they look back side, they go cross ice. I mean, they were just on top of it tonight. So you've got to figure out a way to slow them down tomorrow night and bring some more juice. And that starts tonight when you get back to the hotel and kind of, you almost do a little soul searching, don't you, as a full unit?
Well, I think, you know, we've had all these different talks with the leadership group. And, you know, these kids are they're not leaders yet. We're still trying to help them be leaders. But at some point, that inside the locker room, it's got to be almost like a stinger where, you know, the group has to look inside themselves. And there does, like you said, a little bit of soul searching, a little bit look in the mirror, a little bit, hey, well, where are we at? What are we going to do? What do we want to do? I will take a step back on that. Us as coaches are still trying to help these kids be leaders and understand where they're at. But, I mean, I've been coaching a long time, and at some point you have to look. If you're putting your skates on, you're jumping through the door or over the boards, you better look inside and what you have. And I mean, a lot of times it just comes down to a one-on-one battle. That's the bottom line. Are you gonna get it done or not? You're gonna lose, and you're gonna lose some battles. You're gonna make mistakes.
The talk
happens all the time, but at some point you have to look inside yourself and say, you know what, he's not scoring. That's the bottom line. He's not winning that puck. I think we have to have some of that and some more of that. And I actually think it starts with some of our older players on down. I mean, it's not just the young guys.
All right. Thanks for coming up, Brian. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Brian.
Sure. Mark Osiecki, Badgers associate head coach. Michigan, a 6-2 win over Wisconsin tonight. Highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around zero. Tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 29. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 23. Dry with temperatures a bit above average, Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 4 above.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is the bottom of the hour. Thank you for joining us for the noon lunch hour. And our guest for this segment is Shannon Ross, who is the executive director of The Community, an organization whose mission is to foster the full potential of people with criminal records through pre-entry and showcasing their success, humanity, and agency through correcting the narrative. And welcome back to the show. We've had you on, I think it was October that we had you back on the first time.
Yeah, this time I knew to not try and get somewhere that it wasn't, so I read the email better this time.
That's so totally fine. You know, downtown Waukesha is a bit of a trek. We know that well. We take care, we drive here every day, but thanks so much for joining us again. I'm so excited to talk. Well, first, let's start with, for people who didn't listen to the first time you were on, just tell us what all the different programs you have going on with the community.
Yeah, sure. So what we focus on is showcasing the successes, humanity, and agency of people that have criminal records. And then a lot of the work that we do also is in prison that we don't talk about as much because it's not as, I guess, shiny and sexy as the narrative work that we do. But we do a lot to help individuals come out as prepared as possible. There's a lot of issues right now inside with opportunities to come out in the best position possible to succeed. And so we just try to fill in those gaps in various ways. And there's a lot there, you know, that there's no way I can fill that in a couple minutes, yeah. But it's just in that realm. Yeah. So we do the opportunity and the preparation. We try to match those two with our work.
And so then I think I was just walking down in the third ward when I saw the sign for Art Against the Odds. And then I wasn't that shocked to find out that the community was involved. And so basically what I understand this to be, I haven't gotten to see it yet, but it is basically a very professionally done art exhibit that is curated of all people who are either currently incarcerated or formerly incarcerated. And it's like really outstanding artwork. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It, and if I can kind of talk about how that got to that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if there was something. Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off, or there was more.
No. That's what I was basically trying to set you up to be like, how did you work with the art gallery, and how did this happen?
So this is something that I can take no credit for. Deb Bremer, who runs the Portrait Society Gallery, and we were talking, we had a meeting like 2 days ago about how do we even meet, because we were planning for this panel on the 2nd. And I said, I'm not really sure, but I know that when I was inside, because I was still in prison when me and her met, and we were doing the newsletter, which is the main thing that the community started as. And I think I reached out, or she reached out to us, and was like, how do we promote trying to find artists in prison? I was like, yeah, we'll put something in the newsletter about it. And back and forth, she seemed to find that I had a lot of information that was of value to that she needed in building this whole project out. And then when I got out, I met her and I went to the gallery. And it's been like 3 years that before this preparation to get to this point. And I never had an idea of what it would be. And I've told her that, you know, she'll thank me a lot. And I'll say, Deb, listen, there's a lot of things that I have in my mind, a vision of, that I'm trying to build out. And this is not one of them. This is all you. Like, you know, I helped out as much as I could, but I didn't imagine it would be like this. And you found a lot of artwork and stuff that I wasn't even aware of. Like, you, I'm always big on promoting people that are, you know, have a criminal record or inside to show their humanity and their skill set and their potential. But she just did a remarkable job of bringing that out in a very professional setting with a gallery, you know, feel. So yeah, kudos to Deb.
Definitely. Absolutely. And so how did she get involved with this? Because from what I read, did someone send her art, and that's how it even got on her radar of trying to take this on?
Yeah. So there's a guy named M. Winston who does these miniatures, and it's pretty remarkable what he does, because he's taking a large painting or a large landscape, or what most people would do, you know, because you want to blow things up. You know, in anything, you want your work to be seen. And so I think in art, that would be having a very sizable, you know, piece of work would be the manifestation of being seen. And so he goes the opposite route. He has these really small miniature paintings, and he's painting landscapes within, you know, a 2x2 inch piece of paper oftentimes. And it became really popular. She'd have them framed, you know, she'd have to even fluff down the framing, because there's no frame that's even that size. So she'd have them framed. It'd be like a frame in a frame almost. But they became pretty popular. She'd take them around the country, and, you know, she's well-connected in the art world. And so, yeah, that is what I think sparked her interest in this issue. But she also has a heart for it in the back, right? There's no way that you just get this and suddenly it's like, oh, yeah, now I'm interested. Like, there was something that tapped into with her general idea of social justice and just, you know, how you approach the world and how we come together differently. And so, that was the origin story for Deb to get to this point.
And so with the event itself opened on January 19th, and then you guys were you at the opening reception that was held, I think, on the 19th?
Yeah, it was pretty chaotic.
Really?
So yeah, I was there. I was shocked by how many people were there. Yep.
So tell me more about it. Like, what was it was really good turnout. What were people's reception like?
I got there, no surprise, like a little late, but this is kind of my MO. But but while we were there for like 2 hours, I was there with my son and my partner. And so we just tried to navigate, you know, with a child through this. You couldn't even get through the gallery with a stroller. Like, it was constantly having to stop and move around. So I don't think anybody who went there that day felt like they got a good feel of the show, because there was so much going on.
Oh,
they
wow.
couldn't really read things. They couldn't take things in. So it was good and bad, right? It was good in the sense that a lot of interest, a lot of people, showing Deb, that people really showing out for it. But bad in the sense that, you know, people are going to have to come back if you came. Like, you really didn't get everything you wanted. And she had to cancel the kind of like a reception thank you, acknowledging people that were involved. Camille Mays was there to do her singing bowls. She's known in the Camille's interesting. She's got a lot of touch points with the system, and so she's just really a person that does a lot of healing work in this space and in the community of Milwaukee. And so yeah, she had to cancel that because they didn't have room for it. My ad was like, no, let's just nix that part of the show. So but
was it a wide range of people? Was it like like a mesh between people who are formerly incarcerated and like maybe some of the artists, and then also just like art fans? Or what was the vibe?
Yeah, for me, I think it was a lot of folks that are in the art world or connected to Deb would be my guess. That came, there were a lot of my ed students who stood out pretty clearly. I think art students are not hard to find in any crowd. And so, and there were formerly incarcerated folks or, and their family members. A lot of the artist family who are currently incarcerated, they came, they were taking like pictures as a group in front of their artwork. So it was cool to see that. CBS News, I think, was there, TMZ. It's like every news station has done something on this so far. I went there the other morning. Deb calls. She's like, yeah, I need one more person. Can you make it? And it was like, be here at 7:20. I'm like, that doesn't even exist in my life, that hour of the day. But yeah, I'll get there. So yeah, it's been everywhere from, let me not say everywhere. I don't like to exaggerate, but it's been a lot of places.
Shannon, I'm curious, what do the artists say that they get out of this? What is it about this medium that allows them to communicate?
So that kind of ties into the bigger theme of it as well. The artists have a couple of things they say. I mean, people love when you're in a place where you're not seen and you feel like you or you feel like you're being seen only in the complete negative and for the one bad day of your life, for the worst thing you've done in your life. And so they it gives them a sense of, you know, being seen again. And so that just always taps into a human desire and a I don't want to say a need, but it really can be a springboard to do more with your life. And so that goes into what the theme that we try to push with why we're doing this, or why does it matter to show art? Are you promoting people that committed crimes and in some cases very, you know, violent crimes and hurt people? And so the point from that, what ties into the benefit of having artwork, is that you can't completely disregard and put away anyone in society and think that that problem is going to stay in that closet. These are people who are oftentimes 95% of people in prison are coming home. And a lot of them, even if they're not coming home, they're impacting people who are coming home from that system. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole environment. It's a whole atmosphere that you have to have a different feel and a different level of growth and flourishing that happens if you really want successful people to be coming back and not more unstable, and not people who are just going to be a continuous issue because they have never gotten any kind of the treatment they need. And so art is a very healing mechanism, both for the person that does it and for the person that's, you know, engaged in, I guess, understanding it and the layers that are in any piece of artwork. And so that's kind of the thing that the artists get. And that's what we're hoping that society can start to see. And the people that come is that, see these people, they're not really away. You think they're away, but they really are in your life in different ways. And, you know, this is just one manifestation of the beauty and the potential that is there.
We're talking to Shannon Ross, who's the executive director of the community and was involved with a new art exhibit called Art Against the Odds, which is a statewide prison art exhibition. And it's at the Portrait Society Gallery of Contemporary Art in Milwaukee. And so there's over 60 artists whose art is there. Is everyone whose art is displayed in Wisconsin or from Wisconsin?
Yeah, she wanted it to have a very Wisconsin feel. We talked about that in the beginning. And so they're by and large all currently incarcerated people in Wisconsin. There are some that got out in the midst of the show getting, you know, developed, but yeah.
And so when I was reading the Journal Sentinel's write up about this, how many of the, as far as you're aware of, and if you don't know, that's fine too, but of the Wisconsin prisons have a visual arts program, and how many people are doing this just with whatever materials they can find in their situation, depending on if they're in solitary or if they're in Gen Pop or, you know, whatever, as far as like having the resources and the ability to make art versus just using what you got?
Yeah. I definitely don't know the exact numbers there. And even if I did know when I was incarcerated, things changed.
Yeah.
And COVID has been, as it has been everywhere, you know, a sea shift in the operations and the opportunities and resources available in prison. And so, but what I can say for sure is that it's very limited. Even if you do have a program, it's more of a, hey, come here, buy stuff, send something out, maybe sit in this room and use leftover, you know, supplies that we have. But teaching people how to paint, all that, that's like Bob Ross. Like, that's where people are getting so much of this from. When I was in, that was a big thing. People would watch Bob Ross and they'd learn how to become a painter and
so
how
great.
To just be a calm, chill hippie, because that's kind of what he was as well. So, I mean, it basically, this is self-taught all around the board for the vast majority of folks that I've met and that I know are in there. And the best pieces in the show are ones that you'll see that aren't even drawings, really. They're things that people took from their environment and just made something. There is a entire like a Ferris wheel almost that this one guy made with rolled up pieces of paper. And he just, I can't even explain how he made it, but you have to see it. It's a mechanical and an artistic feat that he pulled this off, because it's a functioning huge Ferris wheel, like 3 feet tall. You pull this lever, it moves, and it's all just materials he found in prison.
Oh, that's wild.
That's really impressive. That really is. Just to go back to Bob Ross for a second, Shannon, was Happy Trees, was that his catchphrase? Happy Trees or Happy Birds? Had some Happy Birds up here.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of Bob Ross. He's entrancing, right? Like, when you watch him, it's hard to not watch at least a little bit of him. But, and plus, you know, we both have the Ross moniker, you know, last name. So. But
yeah, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.